Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 25th, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, after years of planning, design, and development, the all-new Utica Children's Museum is set to open its doors in December. Before we jump in, here are a few other stories that you should know about. The Newport Village offices now have a new home. The offices have moved from the Newport Fire Department to the former location of Newport Primary Care of the Bassett Healthcare Network. Early Monday morning, the county sheriff's office reported that a man, previously reported missing, was located and found safe. Grab your paddles and get ready to swing as Utica's pickleball courts have opened for the season. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit youaresentinel.com. Now, our feature story. After years of planning, design, and development, the all-new Utica Children's Museum is set to open its doors in December 2024. Located on Memorial Parkway, the new museum will feature a 4,000-square-foot rotunda, a 10,000-square-foot second floor, 60 new exhibits, and 6 galleries, all themed around Love Where You Live. This project reflects a significant effort to create a space that the community can be proud of. Megan Fraser-McGrogan, the interim director for the Utica Children's Museum, expressed the team's excitement about the project. She highlighted the extensive planning involved in constructing the new museum. Over the coming months, exhibits will be fabricated and installed, ensuring everything is ready for the grand opening. Inclusivity and accessibility have been key considerations in the redesign. The museum is the second in the country to be universally designed, meaning it will be accessible to all visitors, regardless of their needs. McGrogan emphasized that each part of the museum serves a purpose and is crafted to reflect the community. The Utica Children's Museum, with a history spanning 60 years, had to close its doors in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The new location marks a fresh start. The building will also house ICON, the organization managing the museum's operations. This collaboration makes it the only children's museum in the country connected with a human services organization at the time of its opening. The reimagining of the museum has been a collaborative effort. The team at ICANN and the Utica Children's Museum worked closely with their board of directors, staff, and Hands-On Studio, a renowned children's museum designer from Florida. They also engaged with the community through focus groups, consultations with ICANN caregivers, discussions with the board, donors, and various community members to ensure the museum meets the community's needs. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next, Utica's pickleball courts are now open for the season. You can find these courts at Chancellor Park on Elizabeth Street, Seymour Park at Euclid and School Road, and Roscoe Conkling Park on Memorial Parkway. Pickleball, a game combining elements of tennis, table tennis, and badminton, has become popular for all ages. The goal is to hit the ball over the net and prevent your opponent from returning it, aiming for 11 points and a 2-point lead. It can be played in singles or doubles. Remember to bring your own equipment and clean up after playing. The courts are open daily from 9 a.m. until dusk. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at youaresentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at youaresentinel.com/subscribe.